a Rambam that I think has been, you know, almost exclusively interpreted one way, and I'd like to try to explore what I think is a more fundamental interpretation, certainly against the perspective of the Minchas Chinuch, and raise it at least, you know, al shulchan malachim over here in our setting, you know, for your consideration. So we know, and next week I want to talk about the issue of klala and some of the unique dimensions of that. So the Torah tells us in Parashas Mishpatim, Ma'ke Ovi V'imo Mos Yumas, V'gonev Isho Mecharov V'nimtzav Yado Mos Yumas, this interesting separation that the Ramban is intrigued by, Mekala Lavi V'imo Mos Yumas. So we have two Yisurim that there are Chiyuv Emisa. The first, when it comes to Haka, is a Chiyuv Chenek. When it comes to Skila, when it comes to Klala, excuse me, it's a Chiyuv Skila. For whatever reason, they're separated by V'gonev Isho Mecharov V'nimtzav Yado Mos Yumas. If you're interested, you can take a look in the Ramban, you know, in the third source, who has a little bit of an idea, you know, about that, in the name of Rav Sadia Gaon. But it is a very fascinating thing. Normally hitting somebody or cursing somebody is, an Isser, but the escalation to be an Isser Misa, whether we're talking about Chanek or we're talking about, Skila, in the cases of Haka and Klala respectively, is certainly noteworthy. So there are abundance, different possibilities that he raises, but I think the most persuasive of them all in terms of the internal distinction between klala and haka, what makes klala more chamor, is that klala is like, an assault on Hashem as well, right? Because b'chayev mishum klala, you have to use the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of the Shemo Shenam Nimchako is actually in this particular case, and so not just a kinoi. So it seems to be an attack. If I could use the language of the Gemara Kiddushin and the language of the Gemara Nida, Shlosha Shutfin Ba'adam, it seems to be a very frontal attack, on that Shutfus by implicating all parties to that Shutfus. So there's, for starters, again, this is the low-hanging fruit, which everybody could pretty much agree to, a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of the Minyan HaMitzvos. So this is based on the fact that there's no explicit pasuk in the Torah that tells us that there is a separate lav called, Mekalo Aviv Imo or Maka Aviv Imo, right? It's just Onesh Shamanu Azhar Minayin. So the Rambam writes in both Shin Yud Ches and Shin Yud Tes that it's based on the lav klali in both cases. So we know that, for example, when it comes to a regular member of Klal Yisrael, you're not allowed to curse them, Lo Sekalo Chayresh. And then there are, other manifestations of that. So, like, for example, we have in this week's Parsha, Elohim Lo Sekalel, V'nasi V'amcha Lo Sa'or, so a Dayan or a Nasi, who could be a Melech or a Rosh Sanhedrin, and then, we want to throw in the father on top of that. Likewise, in terms of Haka, anybody happen to remember what the Isser in the Torah in terms of Haka, how do we know that you're not allowed to be Maka, a fellow Jew? Not that anybody would think of doing it anyway, but, right, it's based on the Pasuk, actually. Lo Yosef, right. So the Rambam is of the view that even though, the lav is a lav kali, the onesh prati determines that for purposes of minin hamitzos, we should count these separately. And that's what you have here in the fourth and fifth sources. Just in the interest of time, I'm not going to read it inside because there aren't such great chidushim in the Lashon of the Rambam. But the Ramban was cholik. Okay, so if you take a look at the sixth source, this is the first source we really have to see inside. Well, the Ramban says that he is very skeptical of this, and he agrees, of course, that it's an issa daraisa, but to be qualified for purposes of Tariq mitzvos, that's a bridge too far. So, Kasav Rav Mitzvah Shin Yidchash, Shin Imna Kolish Menu, Kalu Lav Yivima, Mitzvah Shin Yitesh, Shin Inum Lahakos Ha'avos, Vadi Omer Shaz Haros Ha'avos, Bekwal Lava Kalo, Boy Leinu, Elim Nation, Bechlal Yisrael. I agree with the Rambam about that. Shuz Aranu Al-Kunam, Avopisha Gazar Be'elu Onesh, Eina Menios, Nimnos La'atzman. They shouldn't be counted independently. Kein Cheshbonenu Be'onshin, Ela Be'lavin, right? We're not counting unique onshin, we're counting lavin. Ve'rav Omer Chain, Shen be'akas avos kolasan alo halavin anemar and bichlal kol adam shen kolin avizulasov im kain hey achim do anashim echad echad uve emes shezet davar barer behaka. This is particularly obvious by hakal shelo husker ba'akas of avem izulasi azharas pen Yosef, as a professor said arvim yakenu lo Yosef akolalas kol adam chena davar bichlala. He says klala, it's a little bit more subtle, but the Ramban is not really, persuadable on the point either. He says, "Lefi midrashi Talmud Chamosh Chasav Rabbi Gan, Lashon Mechilta Shachayev Beben Nasi Arba Mishum Av Mishum Nasi Mishum Dayan Mishum Be'Amcha Mistapikli V'lo Yadati Lo Inyan Heyach Yitachein." Right? He says there is a Mechilta that might sound like the Rambam, that there's a separate law. Ulayhu Mevi Kol Adam Kamosh Amar Mi Be'Amcha Lo Sar. Maybe it's a source that I'm not aware of. Aval anu b'talmud ein lanu b'mikra v'lo medrash b'fnei atzma l'shu b'chal Yisrael v'kevin shekein enu chayla v'mishum echad b'av, etc. So the point is, the Ramban says, I'm not going to dispute the fact that this is a uniquely egregious behavior, and therefore there's an onesh, whether it's chenek in the case of Akka, whether it's skidal in the case of klala, but to count these as separate lavin, you know, is a bridge too far. And he says, particularly by Akka, but, you know, he thinks klala is very much the same story, and to the extent that there are midrashi halacha, that, you know, would open the door for that, he thinks that the Bavli really slams the door shut on it. Okay, so hopefully we'll return to Machlokas Rambam Ramban a little bit later on in this year. The Rambam is saying that we have to count these as part of Taryag, and the Ramban is saying it's all part of Lo Sekal El Cheresh, and not cursing people in general. If you curse your father, your mother, you get a worse punishment, you get skila. And instead of Malkos, and if you maka, you know, Ave V'imo, you get a worse punishment than Arbe Miyakena Lo Yosef, which should be, you know, Malkos, so this will be Chenek. Okay, so now I want to shift to a different part of the discussion, but hopefully we can relate it back to the Rambam Ramban issue in due course, which was a very famous discussion about maka Aviv L'Inyan Refu. And again, next week I hope to discuss issues of Klala, at least as it applies to a Shisuki, very famous discussion in its own right. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet quotes the following, and here we have what appear to be, you know, different shitos in the Amoraim, which may or may not get us the same place. So we know that in the Chumash, you know, Makei Behema, Yishalmena Makei Adam Yimas, Ma Makei Behema Lerfua Pater, right? If you're a veterinarian, right, nobody's going to hold you responsible for torts, like they're going to pay you. You're not going to pay them. Af makei adam lerefua pata. Divaylu ben maushi yakiz dam la'aviv. Right, this would seem to be an iser chenek. So if masta amar ve'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha, we'll get to that in a second. He thinks it's released, right? It's not subject, at least to an onesh, maybe not even to a lav, based on the pasuk ve'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Rav Dimi bar Chinina amar, so he learns a little differently. Makei adam makei behema. Ma makei behema lerefua pata. Af makei adam lerefua Potter. Again, nothing unique to parents, just sort of a din klali, a general approach. And then we have what is ultimately a very enigmatic conclusion to this Gemara with two stories. And there was a massive debate amongst the Meforshim whether this was a machlokas or sort of an expansion. So Rav Shavik Levrei Lemishka Le Silva, Rav didn't allow his son to remove like a thorn from his hand, you know, with a tweezer, whatever it was. Marbre, the Ravina lo shavik levrei, the miftach le kavsa, right? He had a boil. Dilma chavel, the havale shigas iser. So yachi achar nami. So what's so unique about the child, right? Nobody's allowed to make a chavala. So the Gemara says, achar shigigas lav, bino shigigas chenek. Okay, so the stakes are higher, you know, when it comes to one's own child. It's, you know, if he would go further than he absolutely needed to, so that would lead to an iser chenek by haka. For everybody else, it would only be a lav. So Rashi comments on the Gemara, L'refua pater mimisa. It doesn't sound like it's pater mikol vakol, but there's not going to be an onesh. V'avagav dechaburahi. That's the, you know, original statement when it comes to the position of Rav Dimi bar Chinna. On the other hand, Rav Masno said, V'haft l'recha kamocha, lo husaru Yisrael milasos l'chavrim aladavar shenu chafetz lasos lasma. V'haft l'recha kamocha means that in all areas, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman had, like, you know, pretty expanded this doctrine pretty considerably in the Kovetz Shiurim. But basically, what we're saying is that the lav of, you know, Maka Aviv V'Imo, or maybe just in general, you know, Lo Yosef, has to be defined by V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. You know, if somebody wants you to do this, how could you say that there's a lav altogether? So it seems to me, based on Rashi, even though not everybody, you know, notices this, is that there could be an internal machlokas between Rav Masna and Rav Dimi, right? Rav Masna is saying, V'hatal Recha Kamocha, it sounds like it's hutra, that there's no lav whatsoever, right? Rav Dimi Bar Chinna seems to be saying, oh, pater, right? You know, maybe that's, you know, as Rashi says, you know, from the onesh, but not necessarily pater umutar. Okay, so we have this discussion here. Let's first of all take a look at the Rif and the Rush. And then we'll take a look at the Rambam. Many of the Nosei Kelim were convinced that this was a situation where the Rif and the Rush and the Rambam had a fundamental disagreement, but let's try to reserve judgment on that score. So the Rif says, Yibailu ben Mashiyaku Zdam La'aviv V'asikna, the maskan of the Gemara, is Rav Papa lo shavik le'levrei the Mishkal Silva, Marbrei the Ravina lo shavik le'levrei the Miftach Kavsa, my taima. So it sounds like it's an Israel kolpanim, and our concern is that they're going to make a chabur. It doesn't sound like there's any kind of permission structure based on either Makeh Behema or V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, they go straight to the part of the Gemara where these Amoraim, you know, we're not going to permit their children perform medical procedures for them. And if you'll tell me, what about anybody else? Presumably, you know, what the Rush and the Riff will tell you, I'll read the Rush in a second, is that, yeah, but that's what the Gemara says. There are higher stakes when it comes to your son. It's an Isser Miso. When it comes to anybody else, it's only an Isser Lav. Likewise, the Rashi by Luben Mashi Yakuzdam Aviv Asikna Rav Papalo Shavik Levrei the Mishka Le Silva Marbe the Rava. Again, they're different names here, but the Shita doesn't change. Shavik Levrei the Mishach Le Kiva Dilma Chavale VaHavale Yisur Chanik. So it sounds like it's an Israel Kol Panim. So the Rambam had a more nuanced approach for sure. The question is whether it's fundamentally different. So here we go. Hamakizdam Aviv Oshaya Rofe. You have a surgeon who's a son. Right, I have a colleague who brings up every day in the teacher's room. She's very proud. My son is a surgeon. Okay, so her son is a surgeon. Okay, so makis dam la'aviv. Oshe yarofe v'chatech l'basar o'ever pater. So the question is, pater, you know, pater min onesh, pater motor. We've already raised that issue. Av bishu pater l'chatechila lo yase. Right, l'chatechila, this isn't the right thing to do. Afilo hotzi slon mi basar avivo ima lo yotzi, shema yase chabura. Similar language of the Gemara. So we're concerned that they're going to make a chabura, and that will be, you know, implicating this issue of a person who makes a chabura and father and mother. So that would be an iser chenek.
But that would certainly be a shogeg at worst, right?
I think shogeg is probably, you know, too harsh a term, right, Robert? Because
right, so how could you even worry about chenek in such a case?
Oh, very good, right? So it seems like the Rambam here is really saying not hutra, but dechuya. You put your finger on the issue. This is what I want to get to, okay? So the Rambam, you know, is obviously relating to this as, you know, even b'derech refua, right? It can't be considered to be hutra. It's not even lechatchila, right? But the Eved, you know, the Rambam is willing to go along with it. But just let's get in this nuance in the Rambam that we didn't have in the Riff or the Rosh, as noted by many. Right, now there's no other way to get refua. And the Rambam really, you know, like you see how reluctant the Rambam is, and they're really in pain. They can't. Hareza makis v'chotech kefi masha yirshu lasos. So we have this like enigmatic line at the end. Kefi shemasha yirshu lasos.
That the parents are in pain, that they want him to do it.
Right, they want him to do it. Right.
Well, that's the parents as they do it. So the
yeah, right. Ritzonim zeh kavodam. Right, like should be obvious. So. Yeah. What's this kafimasha yirshu lasa? So this is where the shir will begin, in essence. So the minchas chinuch, because I don't understand this line in the Rambam, kafimasha yirshu lasa. What do you mean? You know, it's a mitzvah of refuah. Like, what do you mean? Like, they gave him specific permission. So he says, yimosa b'chabur l'refuah pater pasha. Right, that's Robert. Afili maya av einu rotze. To the refuah lo asra Torah klal. So he wants to say it's really, you know, hutra. Like, well, what kind of iser is it? Asu likach miyado koti mefshar be'acher dil miyaseh chabur b'shogig shelo letzorech. But that's only in a situation where it's efshar al yidei acher, where somebody else can do it. So v'ayin b'loshen Rambam, he says, and then you come back to him, v'shem acher harei zemakiz v'chotech chibash yirshu lasos v'lechora af im'in marsho so mikol makom kevin to heavy the refuah in iser klal k'mo b'yish acher u'mitzvah ika af imeno rotza. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that these lines in the Rambam are at best lav dafka. What do you mean, kafi masha yirshu lasos? You know, he says, why should you need any special rishus? Right, after all, right, it's really rooted in the heter and the chiyuv of refuah, something we discussed in a different context, the BMT last week. Right, v'rapo yirape, mikan shenitan rishus l'rofe l'rapos. So here too, I think we have to come back to the initial discussion we have. On its face, the Minchas Chinuch seems to have a particularly persuasive argument against the Rambam, because it was the Rambam himself who said that even though these are separate, you know, for purposes of Minin HaMitzvos and Taryag, to the consternation of the Ramban, ultimately what's it rooted in? The same law that applies to everybody else, whether it's Arbim Yakenu Lo Yosef or whether it's Lo Sakal Lo Chayresh. So, you know, if refuah is a permission structure in those cases, and it's not like you need, you know, a special note, right? So why should it be any different in the case of Avi V'Imo? So the Minchas Chinuch is, you know, really mystified by this Kefimasha Yirshu Lasos. This is an interesting point in the Aruch HaShulchan before we really begin the in-depth analysis of the Minchas Chinuch, and again, like I said at the beginning, I want to introduce a different perspective, maybe a different reading of the Rambam altogether, is the Aruch HaShulchan says it's lav davka. It doesn't necessarily have to be the case that there's somebody else who can do it, who can do the procedure. But the Aruch HaShulchan, this is just in the underlined section, says betovio, sir. Let's say there are 10 doctors, but your son, every Jewish mother thinks this, but your son is actually, by objective, standards, the world expert in the field. So maybe they should be the one dafka to do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says he thinks that should be permissible. Okay, so we have this, huge, discussion. It sounds like al kol panim, on its face, the Rif and the Rush are just machmir. They don't make any distinctions. Im yesha machmir lasos, im ein sha machmir lasos. They just say that this can't happen because, it's a safek, shigigas chenek. They don't seem to buy into a general permission structure of refuah here. The Rambam does. He says it's not l'chatchila, but b'di'eved, presumably it's acceptable. And then, he proves the point by saying, if there's nobody else to do it and the parents are in pain, then he should go ahead and do it, right? So the Rambam is obviously subscribing on some level to a permission structure. But then you have these confounding lines, kefi masha yershu lasos, that you need like some kind of a special permission slip. And the Minchas Chinuch says, what are you talking about? If it's really just rooted in the general isser of chavala, which the Rambam admitted, lo yosef, or klala, lo sekal lo cheresh, it's just rooted in a general prohibition, right? So then why do you need any kind of special permission? Even if the parent said, no, I don't want it, don't you have to provide medical care? Isn't it really a chiyuv? Even if they didn't give you any kind of, special release. Okay, so I saw some questions. With Yehuda, was that you? Okay. We're good? Okay. All right. So the Beis Yosef is very, very, very active in this topic. The Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef says the following. Okay, so hopefully everybody has this, and this is where we're going to begin to, sort of see what's out there. And then I'd like to really make a different suggestion. Altogether, yes, question.
In the case of a crowd, I think if you curse you,
yeah,
as opposed to hitting you, in a certain extent that curse can last longer, hurt more, and more people become aware of it. Whereas with the Makkah, yes, you hit your father, whatever. And that's it. It's over in a sense. That was one event. But the crowd can linger,
right. Yeah, 100%. And that's part of the reason that we say Hakah is only, quote unquote, a din chanek, and klala is a din skila, because, it's more chamor. The Ramban says you're appealing, also you're attacking a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but you could say that it's, objectively more of a bizayon, 100%. Okay, so the Beis Yosef writes the following, okay, and the Kesef Mishnah has similar language, but we don't need to see everything, especially in the interest of time. But let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. We'll try to unpack Shitas HaRambam. He really does seem to be saying something different than the Rif and the Rush, who just aser it al kol panim. The Rambam has, as Robert was noting, it seems like it's not Hotra, it seems like it's Techuya, it's only B'di'eved, but B'makom, Shi'af Shali De'achar, if you want to take the Aruch HaShulchan's word for it, if he's the best man for the job, or the best woman for the job, there's no difference here between male and female surgeons, so, you're allowed to do so, but it sounds like the Rambam really requires permission, right? And that is, the Minchas Chinuch can't understand that. So Mashmah the Rambam's other Rav Masa Rav Dimi Lehetera Pashtua Upata Dem Rav Dimi Pater Mutarhu, right? So that when Rav Dimi said that it's Pater, like Maka Behema Maka Adam, so it's very convincing, that the Rambam held differently than Rashi. Rashi said that was Pater Mina Onesh, but the Rambam seems to say it's Pater Mikol Vakol, that it's Pater Mutar. It's not like, in Masecha Shabbos, we always know that Pater is Pater Avalas, or it's an Isidur Abanan. Here it's Pater Mutar, right? Because you're just doing something constructive. Dumya De pater damar b'maka behema, right? And again, if it's based on the permission structure of v'havta l'reicha kamocha, why wouldn't it be hutra? V'uvda d'rav d'mar b'rei d'ravina lo pligi apash d'rabas r'vdimi, that there's really no machlokas, apash d'ra l'hatera, d'rav d'mar b'rei d'ravina, keva d'avu mishkecho acharini d'la'avdi l'hu, since it was efshu l'asos ha'yedei achar lo shavki l'vrayo l'meil l'beis ha'safek. They were just being good fathers and looking out for their sons. He said they didn't want their sons to do something which is a little bit risky, because maybe they'll slip, they'll do something which isn't shaloka derech refuah, and therefore they'll be chovel, and it's a safek, Robert says maybe a shogig, and it's a safek chenek. Fine. So this is a big okimta in the Gemara. It's not really clear in the Gemara that it was efshal yedei acher. It doesn't seem like the Rif and the Rush had that idea, but he wants to say that that's the way that the Rambam is reading those two, Maisim in the Gemara, that the reason that these two Amorayim didn't want their sons to do it was Efshal Yedei Acher. Is it an Okemta? Yes. Is it a reasonable Okemta? I would say so. And that's the way the Rambam learns. That's how the Rambam came up with this idea of Efshar Yedei Acher is Aser, but, you know, Efshar Yedei Acher, if there's a Tov Yoser, through the son or the daughter, then that's legitimate. The Pashtu, Rav Masna, Rav Dimi, Aval Arif, Arash, but the Arif and the Rosh, they just say it's Aser. Katsu Galajan Azeh, Ibailu Ben Maush, Yakuz Dam Laviv, Vasikna Rav Papa, Lo Shavik, Livrei, the Mishkel Silva, Marbe the Ravina, Lo Shavik, Livrei, the Miftach, like Kavsa, Niram, the Ravim, Shem Sovrim, the Uv, the Rav, the Rav, Udamar, Bre, the Ravina, Pligiop, Shitus, the Rav Masna, Rav Dimi, Vikaimalan, Kirav, Ukamar, Bre, the Ravina, we pass in the Churma, Vikinkas of Reb, Shem Harif, Shena Ben Mak is Dam Laviv. Right? End of story, that they just pask in the Chumra. Apparently they didn't have this, you know, special Okimta in the Gemara, that the only reason they didn't let them is because it was Efshar Yedei Acher. And again, the Gemara never said a word about that. Fine. So the Beis Yosef says, L'chora, that is what the Rif and the Rosh were holding. If you just skip ahead with me for 1 second, that becomes the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch here, Hayakotz Tachav La'aviv, right, if your father has a splinter, Lo Yotzianu Sham Yavol Asos Bo Chabura, so the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin 2 out of 3 on the basis of the Rosh and the Rif against the Rambam that there's no heter. Now again, it'd be very hard for me to believe, you know, that Pikuach Nefesh is doches kol Torah kula. If the man was literally going to die, you know, it's a little bit hard for me to believe that the Shulchan Aruch would say this. But you know, short of that, apparently there's no permission structure whatsoever, based on this reading of the Rosh and the Rif, which again really does seem to be their position. However, going back to the Beis Yosef, there is a kind of a third way, which the Nimuke Yosef reports to us in the name of the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, which here, interestingly, even though it's the Ramban, the Chachmei Sfarad, certainly impacted the perception, the perspective of the Ramah ben Nidon. So if you take a look at the next line, going back to the Beis Yosef, I once saw, Ramban Kasav Torah Sa'adam Vasik the Rapapapalo Shavik Livrei, Avshalom came to Avogad the Makad the Rafua Potter U Mitzvah, not just Potter in terms of the Onesh, but it's really a mitzvah. You have to Lerecha Kamocha, Filuhachi came and Dika Harini, if we're willing to assume that there are others, Lashavkin and Lavrela Miavid Hachi, Dimachava, Beltvevi Mashuhu, Bederecha Rafua, Vahavale Shigigas Chenek, right? That's your language, Robert, based on the Gemara. You say, okay, it's a shogig, but still, why would you be, you know, histalik mina safik? Why would you take a risk, especially when it's a you know, an Isser Chamor? But a doctor, as we talked about last week, you know, should never get too skittish, because there's always going to be some risk involved in any medical procedure. And if you're going to back down because you're afraid of hurting somebody, nobody's ever going to have the benefit of doctors in the world. You can't, you know, a physician has to have the mentality that I'm going to do my best, I'm going to be as prepared as possible. As prepared as possible in the general sense, as prepared for this particular operation, then we're going to have to go in and you have to perform and we're going to hope and daven for the best, you know, results. But, you know, we're not God. In dark and shabbat, they have to perform, if you will. Fine. So the Ramban, you know, even with the Ramban and the Bechukosai and all of his hesitations that we discussed last week, the Ramban thinks that, like, sort of like the, you know, the Rambam was saying, Efshar Yedei Acher, better al Yedei Acher. Now this ends up impacting, I think, the Ramah, if you take a look here in the Ramah against the Shulchan Aruch, or again, if you want to accept the Aruch HaShulchan, if the child is the Tov Yoser, but there are those stubborn words again, right? The Minchas Chinuch, you know, the words that he objected to, he really was upset about. He said, like, you know, why is the Rambam adding in, oh, you need a special permission slip from your parents, if it's Imefshar, Efshar Yedei Acher, the child is the best, isn't this just part of the general, you know, permission structure, Mikan Shenitan Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos, and the Chiyuv of, you know, Refua, whether it's based on Losam Rodam Reacha, whether it's based on Vashevo Solo, all the different Makoros of, you know, Refua that are relevant. Okay, so there's one, before I want to try to lay out a Mahalik here, there's one very important source to see, which is the Bach, who kind of had his own ideas, sort of unpacking Shitas HaRambam and the relationship between the Rambam, the Rif and the Rosh, which the Rabbi Yosef Karo certainly took to be a machlokas, where the Rif and the Rosh basically answering this, and we'd have to assume that he'd be lenient in Pikuach Nefesh, because it just wouldn't be make any sense to be Machmir in such a case. Like, obviously, you're obligated to save somebody's life, you would think, you know, but short of that, there's really a machlokas. So the Bach wanted to weigh in on that issue opposite the Beis Yosef, and you know, he has his own point of view, which I think is really important to share. But again, I'm going to try to go in a different direction. So Adavar Baru LeDivrei Hakol, this is according to everybody. Lo Kami Bayalan Ben Mao Shiakiz LaAviv Elo B'Diika Acher. There's no special permission slip which is required, right? It almost sounds like, you know, what the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say. Should be enough. What do you, so the whole discussion, maybe in the Gemara, is on the premise that, you know, there's somebody else to do it. Okay, maybe that's the entire point. Rav Master Rav Dimi said, we don't care that there's somebody else to do it, because it's pater and mutter, mikol vakol, right? That there's a total permission structure, you know, to engage in this form of refuah. And the two later Amoraim were cholik on this, and they say it's not really hutra, it's dechuya, right? And since it's dechuya, it's only, you know, when there's an acher to do it that we're going to allow the son, when there's nobody else to do it, we're going to allow the son to do it. Okay, so that I think is a very beautiful and elegant reading of the Gemara. Rav Papa Mar Bei Ravina Pliga the Rav Master Rav Dimi VeOsrin B'Diika Acher La Rifa Rush VeHachikai Malan VeChenu Das HaRambam VeRabenu Kideprishis. And maybe, you know, again, if we're willing to read this into the Gemara, and then the Rif and the Rush aren't saying something so radical, and they're really saying exactly the same thing as the Rambam, that the whole discussion in the Gemara presumed, right, that there was somebody else to do this. Two of the Amoraim said, under those circumstances, we don't think the child should be allowed to. And the first two Amoraim in the Gemara, right, took the position that, you know, Make Behema Yeshamena Makaya Adam Yumas, right, that it's Pater because you're trying to be constructive. And Ve'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, they had two different ways of getting there, but they wanted to say Hutra. The two later Amoraim wanted to say, you know, Dechuya. And even if we paskin like those two later Amoraim, it's only in a case where there's somebody else available. So the Rambam was just spelling out what the Rif and the Rush considered to be so obvious. So I think this is very, frankly, very unlikely, because the Rif and the Rush, you know, never said anything about this, and certainly the Shulchan Aruch didn't understand it this way. But you should know that this Bach is out there, that nobody, not even the Rif, the Rush, or the Mechaber, would have any issue whatsoever with a child providing medical care for their parent, even at the expense of Maka Aviv Imo, if it was impossible otherwise, and no special permission would be required, because it's simply part of the Heter of Refuah. Yehuda.
I just have one.
The sure.
The whole idea of special permission is problematic in my mind, because the parent could be out cold and can't do it.
Yeah,
Or the parent may not realize how serious it is.
Sure.
Well, it's going to be too painful, so don't...
Yes. We'll have to say in a case where it's possible to attain permission,
100%. Even if it's possible, the parent may not realize...
Right. So let's assume, let's stipulate, you know, that they understand what's going on, and...
In which case, the
Rambam seems to be insisting on this special permission structure. Other questions? Okay, very good. Right, so the Minchas Chinuch said, I don't buy this idea of special permission. It's just, midarchei refuah, the Torah gave you permission. He doesn't understand why the Rambam keeps on insisting of kefi ma'ase Yerushua lasos. It's interesting.
The permission is
the parent. Yeah, right. So that's what I want to develop a mahalich, really specifically to that issue. Okay, so again, the Bach said maybe the whole sugya is only, you know, b'makom sheish achir lasos. Otherwise, nobody would disagree, none of the Amoraim, none of the Rishonim. Nobody would disagree that, of course, this is permissible. Inami klafarish la Rambam da'avu b'der Rav Master of Dimi Karmi de Medina Shari, right? That the first two opinions in the Gemara are saying something close to hutra. It's an important point. Afilu b'der Rabbanan v'afilu b'dika acher afilu hachi kamir Rav Papa mar b'der Ravina d'lachatchil aliyasa elim kain b'dilaka acher. So that's just a simple machlokas of hutra versus dechuya, right? There are those amongst the Amoraim who think it's totally permissible because it's midarchei refuah, and there's another person there, but it doesn't really matter because the only kind of haka which is impermissible is haka shelo kederech refuah. Nonetheless, you know, Rav Papa, Mar de Ravina, they were being cautious. They didn't want any hakaos which were extra, which, you know, weren't absolutely medically essential. Fine. V'hachim ashmi lashon Rambam. Then he says, the truth of the matter is, that's really the way that it sounds. Shekasav av bishu pater l'chatchila lo yasa. So, right, that language is really supported by the way that the Rambam formulates it. The Rambam never seems too excited about this. K'sheisham achilasa. So, achimash malish said the Talmud. And he says, frankly, this is the way that the Gemara seems to say it also, right? To try to read into the Gemara, you know, that the whole time was a situation where it's Yeshem Achalasos lo shavik lelevrei, demashram bidas chasidos lo shavik lelevrei, that this wasn't, you know, meikar adin, but it was only a midas chasidos. I think these are very fascinating suggestions that the Bach is making and very enriching, but I would like to try to explore, you know, a different perspective altogether that I think can be miyashiv shitas harambam in such a way that does justice to those words that were so difficult and incomprehensible to the Minchas Chinuch, kifi ma sheyirshu lasos. And I will stipulate at the beginning of this mahalik that if it's mamish, a situation of pikuach nefesh, then I would agree that you know, all bets are off. But let's say it's short of that. Let's say, you know, again, as the Rambam said, it's just a question of tsar. They're very uncomfortable, okay? And the Rambam is saying that if there's nobody else to do it, right, nobody, or if the Aruch Hashem, nobody else can do it quite as well, then a special permission structure is required when it is the child, kefi mashi yirshu lasos, right? This isn't some kind of a din klali, despite the fact that the Rambam derives this all, you know, in terms of the lav, the Rambam derived the lav from a din klali of lo yosef. The Rambam counted it separate in Tariq Mitzvos. So is it possible to suggest the following? Remember, the Ramban, as we noted at the beginning of this year, strongly objected to the Rambam counting Maka Aviv Imo as a separate lav. And maybe that itself is the starting point of a new Mahalich and the Rambam. Even though, you know, as far as the Pasuk is concerned, the Rambam derived it from a general Pasuk of Lo Yosef, the Rambam thinks that the lav very much has its own dynamics to it. It's not just that there's an escalated Onesh, but the Rambam Lashitaso thinks that there's a separate and distinctive lav when it comes to Maka Aviv that could very much require a special permission structure. Okay? So maybe the Rambam Lashitaso counted it separately as part of Taryag. The Ramban said, I don't understand. We're not counting Onshin, we're counting Lavin. But the Rambam will tell you is that it's a qualitatively, and therefore quantitatively, different lav, even if it's derived from the pasuk of Lo Yosef. Oh. So maybe the Rambam actually read the Gemara this way. You go back, right? We had different understandings of Hakoa Derech Refua, Ibayim, who the Gemara talks about. Going back to the original Gemara itself, seventh source, Ben Maushiyakiz Dam Lo'aviv. So Rav Masna Amar v'hafta l'reacha kamocha. Rav Dimi Bar Chinen Amar ma'ke adam ma'ke behema, ma ma'ke behema l'refua pater, af ma'ke adam l'refua pater. So we suggested before, right, according to Rashi, it could be that what all of the other Rishonim, certainly the Beis Yosef, and the Rif, the Rash, everybody seemed to want a group of Masna and Rav Dimi together. And I was saying, if you look carefully at Rashi, it doesn't seem like they're saying the same thing, right? According to Rashi, one of them is saying is that it's, you know, pater from the onesh, but maybe still fundamentally prohibited. Whereas v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, right, is hutra, because there's no lav when this is something that somebody wants you to do, right? Okay, that was what Rashi said, and I still maintain that. I don't think that Rav Masna and Rav Dimi are necessarily saying exactly the same thing. Then the Gemara goes on. Rav lo shavik levrei the mishkal le silva mar be the ravina lo shavik levrei the miftach le kavsa demachavel v'havel le shegigas iser. They were very concerned. So then, why weren't they concerned about somebody else doing it? Ihachi acher nami. It certainly sounds from the Gemara that it is plausible that there's somebody else who can do it. Right? Remember echoes of the Rambam b'medvar mamurim, etc. They say acher shegigas lav b'no shegigas chanek. So the stakes are really much higher. Now let's go back to the language of the Rambam, and maybe we'll have a new perspective. So Amak is Dam La'aviv, right, a bloodletting. This is the 11th source. Oshay Yerofe V'chatach Lo Basar O'Ever, Pater. Right, Pater, in this case, we should assume means that there's no chiyuv chenek, okay, at all, because right, you're not doing this derech bizayon, derech makla aviv'imo. You're doing this in the context of refuah. So afal pishu pater, right? The Rambam is not saying that it's permissible. How do I know? L'chatchila lo yasa. Chora, according to the Rambam, it's pater avalaser. Afilo hotzi salon mibsar aviv o'imo lo yotzi. Right, which seems like a relatively low stakes procedure, right? You know, to remove just a, you know, a blister, whatever it is, right? Shema yasa chabura, that we have to be concerned about a chabura. Again, it's very clear for the Rambam that this is not a situation of hutra. But medvar mamurim. Now, when are we going to say that this is true? B'sheyesham achar lasos avalim ein sham shiyasa elahu. But if he's the only one or she's the only one that can do this. And then the Rambam adds in a second criterion. V'harei mitstarin. Why did the Rambam need to say that? Apparently, it's really not hutra. The Rambam is clearly adding a second criterion. First criterion being there's nobody else. A second criterion being that they're mitstarin, right? They're really in significant amount of pain, right? Just let's pause here for a moment to appreciate the chiddush of the Rambam. Right. Despite the fact that there's nobody else there, it doesn't sound like the Bach, right? If this is just a Midas Chasidus, it sounds like the Rambam really thinks that this is Aser, even when there's nobody else that's there, unless they're Mitztarin Harbe, Kifi Masha Yershua Lasos, and then a third criterion. But only in accordance with what the parents allow. Now, again, I wanted to stipulate at the beginning that this would not be true in a situation of pikuach nefesh. Okay, I think pikuach nefesh, you have to assume, is going to override, you know, it's docha, you know, chilul Shabbos, I think it's going to be docha everything else. But short of that, I think the Rambam is incredibly mechudash. The Rambam says there's nobody else to do it, number one. Number two, they have to be suffering. It can't just be like they're like slightly uncomfortable. And number three, explicit permission has to be given. And the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't get it. What do you mean explicit permission has to be given? Mikan shenitin rishus, l'rofei l'rapos. V'rapo yirape, this week's parsha. Like, what do you need? Specific permission. But the Rambam, in my view, l'shitaso, holds that there's a separate lav of chavala by the parents. It's not the generic din klali. The Ramban didn't like it, but the Rambam felt that there was a separate lav. So what allows you to overcome that lav? So what I'd like to suggest is for the Rambam, that was the situation where ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha was actually a factor. Where did the Rambam get this language of kavi masha yirshu lasos? So again, if it's ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, it's a situation where, and to borrow a little bit from the language of Rashi, where the parent is begging you to do this and say, I need you to do this, I'm really suffering. So we say that the parameters of ben adam l'chaveiro are determined by what it is that the person, you know, needs in this particular, you know, instance. And so if the parent is saying, I desperately need this to happen, I'm suffering immensely, and there's nobody else to do this, and they've given you the explicit permission structure based on the idea of ahavta l'reicha kamocha, then, and only then, three criterion, each is necessary, none of which is independently sufficient. Again, I'm taking off, you know, pikuach nefesh from the table because I think you have to. But the Rambam is suggesting that you absolutely need a specific permission. So I disagree with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch was locked into this idea that, oh, you know, if it's rooted in a pasuk, which is just about chavala in general, lo yosef, so what do you have to do, you know, more than, you know, mikan shenitan rishos l'rofei l'rapos? The Rambam will answer is that this isn't a general issue. This is relating to a specific lav with a specific onesh. Maka ave v'imo mos yumas. The only thing that can overcome that is if the parent is telling you they absolutely need you to do this, they're suffering, and there's just nobody else who's able to do it. So I think it's very clear.
So the case of Rav and the case of Magre Ravina?
Right. These cases.
The case of...
Go ahead, Freddie. Right. Those cases. Rav Lo Shavik Livrei.
These conditions would not be present.
Right, exactly. They're not allowing them to do it. Exactly right. And the Rambam is saying, is that's true, And I think, to be honest, the Rambam has the correct reading of the Gemara. The Gemara never said whether it's Yesh Shamacher and Ein Shamacher. Presumably it's all Kolpanim, right?
Yeah.
So the Rambam is saying that these are cases where they didn't allow their sons to do it. And the Gemara never explicitly says that there was some other doctor there. They didn't want them to do it. And neither of those cases are cases where they're going to die. You know, one of them has a boil, one of them has a blister. Maybe they're going to be uncomfortable. But if they didn't give permission, they didn't give permission. So the Rambam says, I think, you need to give permission. What I'm suggesting is that that's built into V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. I like very much the language of Rashi there. So now that we've established, I think, a mahalich l'shitas HaRambam, the question is why? You know, why should this be the case? You know, like Robert, getting back to your very cogent point before, it seems to be obvious, right, that the Torah, when it says, you know, Maka, you know, Avi V'imo Mos Yumas, whether you're with the Rambam or the Ramban, that it's a separate lav, right? It seems like the Torah is really concerned about is what's, you know, later referred to in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Kisavo, of Arur Makla Avi V'imo. We can't have people denigrating their parents, cursing them, hitting them, and the like. It would seem to be like, you know, we should be much more permissive about this, that you could appreciate perspectives that were, right, like, really hutra, you know, mikol vakol. So what was the Rambam after with his, like, incredible chumros, what I call, like, you know, his three chumros that you need? There's nobody else to do it, and they're really suffering, you know, and they give you explicit permission. And again, the Shulchan Aruch picked up, you know, that language, you know, the Rambam picked up the language explicitly. He didn't think it was extra. So I'd like to suggest the following. And it's really based on a Rambam, which is actually, you know, related to the mitzvos asei, governing the parent-child relationship, namely kibud and mora. And you know, I think it's a very, very, very important point. I'd like to try to develop it as the basis for a Rambam l'shitaso. So the Rambam writes, and again, this is in the very next parak. It's just really interesting, by the way, in terms of the structure of Hilchos Mamrim, is the Rambam first deals with the Isurim, like, you know, Hilchos Mamrim is about being in rebellion, whether it's against the Beis Din HaGadol or being in rebellion against your parents. So it starts, you know, with Lo Sasser and the Zakin Mamre is the first four prakim. Then the fifth parak is rebelling against your parents by hitting them or cursing them. And then we get to the Mitzvah Saseh of Kibud Av V'Aim. The Rambam writes the following, and I think you can see here pretty clearly what the Rambam's concern was. So Kibud Av V'Aim, Mitzvah Saseh Gedola V'Chein Mor Av V'Aim. The Rambam integrates his, you could have talked about them separately, he didn't, Kibud and Mora. Shakalos and Akasav Bichvodav Amara Kasav, Kabedes Avicha Vasimacha Vichasav, Kabedes Hashemionecha. Uva Aviv Imo Kasav Ish Imo Vavi Tira, Vichasav, Hashem Elokecha Tira. Kederach Shatival Kvod Shmo Hagadol Umarao, Kach Tival Kvodam Umaram. So it's the use of the term, it's a mitzvah sase gedola. It's equivalent to the honor and reverence that we have to have for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Rambam, even though he's done with, right, Hakka and Klala, right, he's done with that, right? That was Parakeh. He comes back to it. And I think, you know, helping make my argument, Mekalavi v'imbo b'skila, Megadev b'skila, yinei hishva osan ba'onesh, hiktim av la'im l'chavod, v'iktim im la'av l'mora, lamed sheshem shavin bein l'mora bein l'kavod. So take a look at the Gemara in Kiddushim, which in many ways is the source of the Rambam. Tanu Rabbanan Nemar Kabedes Avicha Vasimecha, V'Nemar Kabedes Hashem Me'onecha. Hishu HaKasav Kibud Av V'Aim L'Chvod HaMakom, Nemar Ishimo V'Aviv Tiro, V'Nemar Hashem Lokech Tiro, V'Oso Savad, Hishu HaKasav Moras Av V'Aim L'Moras HaMakom. Right? We're not just saying that, oh, isn't it interesting? You have a din of, you know, kavod, you know, by Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have a din of kavod by your parents, you have a din of mora by the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have a din of mora by your parents. But the Gemara is going further, right? It's saying it's that equally grave. Okay? Nemar mekalo aviv v'imo mos yumas v'nemar ish ish ki akel eloha v'nasal cheto hishva kasav birchas ava'im l'birchas hamakom. Wow. Avo b'haka'a v'ada yefshar. And the only reason we don't have an explicit pasuk about hitting a Kadosh Baruch Hu is because for the Rambam he's, right, non-corporeal, and anybody who would think differently is a min, you know, there's the Rav's consternation, you know, kama gidolim v'tovim mimenu. So what's my point? My point is that for the Rambam, right, it wasn't just l'inyan taryag, you know, quantitatively, that we count hakas av v'aim, you know, as a separate lav, but that it's meant to reflect a certain gravity to these violations. Right? The Rambam perceives these kinds of assaults as assaults on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So of course a heter prati is required. Right? The whole point of the structure of kibud and mora and klala and haka is to create a very profound hierarchy between parents and children, which is equivalent to the hierarchy. I mean, it's hard to use these words, but right, it's on, you know, the right side of the Aseres HaDibros, so to speak, the Bein Adam L'Malkum side, there's Shutvin B'Yitzira. So, for the Minchas Chinuch to say, oh, well, you know, if you have a Rishus for anybody, you have a Rishus for your parents, not so fast, right? Because the whole point is that the relationship between parents and children is a very hierarchical one. And if the Torah said that you're not allowed to strike them, you know, or cause, you know, them, you know, to bleed, even if it's your intention to help them, you mean it in absolutely the right way, don't you dare proceed without their explicit permission, right? This isn't a general halacha of chavala. The Rambam counted it separately for a very particular reason. I think it's very clear. And that's why the Rambam, I think, so elegantly, l'shitasa, requires a very high bar. Number one, nobody else can do it. Number two, they're really suffering. Harein mitzarein harbei, and they explicitly tell you this is what they want, and then we can feel confident. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, you know, that, you know, as a general matter, but especially in this case, you know, hishvos anakasav l'chvodo l'morao, right? You wouldn't do anything to Kadosh Baruch Hu without explicit permission. So I think it's very, very clear that the Rambam wants to say kafi masha yeshu lasos. Because this is far, far, far from a hutra, right? And again, I think that the language of the Rambam, you know, is entirely consistent with the language of the Gemara. We have Amoraim, two examples in the Gemara, whether you think it was Rav or you think it was Rav Papa, Marbe the Ravina, whoever it was, who came along and said, we don't want our children doing this for us. This isn't the relationship that we envision. My child is not my doctor. My child is my child. Right? And if I can put up with the blister, I can put up with the boil, I'm going to put up with it. Again, I would say that the outer boundary here is pikuach nefesh. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, it's docha, it's kol haTorah kula. Is it possible to dispute me on that point? Maybe, right? But I think, you know, it's pretty clear that you know, pikuach, it's not shvichus da'amim, it's not gilei arayos, it's not avodah zarah. You know, so I'd feel pretty confident in that. But this, you know, short of, you know, pikuach nefesh, I think that the parent has to give l'shitas HaRambam absolutely explicit permission. This is, you know, part of that hierarchy. Hishva osam akasav l'chvodo ule mora'o. So that's, let me conclude my remarks here and give Aaron the last word.